school. Over the last 36 years, I've ministered in VBSs and always enjoy each and every one of them. It's been quite a privilege. And over the years, I've had opportunities just to slip into a theme that the church has. Later on, churches said, you know, we're just not able to purchase a series or a theme. So could you bring your own? So my wife and I, we have developed a number of different themes, a construction theme, railroad theme, NASCAR theme, putting your feet to your faith, Western theme. We just got lots of themes that we work with. But, you know, recently, though, I have found that most young people that come to Vacation Bible School nowadays has never seen a Bible, don't have a Bible in their home. And so years ago, we used to have Awana, and young people would grow up in Awana. They knew what a Bible was. They knew how to memorize. And so during those years, Jane and I, we would pick verses that normally weren't used in Awana, but yet simple enough for someone that's non-church to be able to memorize and to work with it. But nowadays, more so than not, our young people don't know what a Bible is. And so my burden is to develop a series on the Bible stands, the Word of God. It is the inspired Word of God. We can trust it. We can believe it. And you know, each and every evening, we're going to hear a story from the Word of God through ventriloquism. And then each point will be illustrated with an object lesson. Some people like to call it gospel magic. I like to call it an object lesson, an illustration. But it's a powerful way to get young people's attention, as well as adults, to understand and take a grip of what God's Word has to say. So as I say that I'm going to be telling a story, I kind of step back and say, now, wait a second. A lot of times when we hear someone say, I'm going to share with you a story, we're thinking about once upon a time. A fairy tale, right? Isn't that what we a lot think about? But I'm not sharing with you a fairy tale. I'm sharing with you a true account that's actually found in the Word of God. That is true. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a, well, I think so. No, it's factual. And God's Word is true. And so tonight I was going to share with you a story through ventriloquism, give you a little bit of an idea of what's going to go on throughout this week, invite young people to come as well as adults. All are invited. And then share some things from the Word of God. Well, tonight I want to introduce to you one of my special friends, Rodney. You know, Raleigh, I've had him for 36 years. Randy, I've had for 30 years. Rodney, I've had for 22 years. And Rosie, for 16. And so tonight, though, I'm going to introduce you to Rodney. Rodney's going to come and help me share with you a true account actually found in the Word of God about a man who learned to live his life while pleasing and glorifying to God. You listen.
Oh, wow. It's my turn. I get to get help. Hey, this is exciting. It's my turn. I get to get help.
Hey, well, it's my turn. I get to get out. This is exciting. Are there people here?
Oh, yeah, there's some people. Any girls? Yeah, there's some girls, too.
Okay. Hey, well, this is exciting. It's my turn. I get to get out. Hello. How you guys doing? It's good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, Rodney, Rodney. What have you been doing?
I've been reading the book.
You have been reading the book.
I sure have.
Okay, you tell us the title to this book.
Ventriloquisms are dummies.
Any case, you're very brave, right?
Of course I'm brave.
And you're very smart, right?
Of course I'm smart.
And not only that, but you like to witness. Hold it. What did you say?
I said you like to witness. No, I don't like to witness.
You don't like telling people about Jesus?
Oh, no, I get so scared. I can hear in my heartbeat.
Yeah, but Rodney, you don't have to be afraid.
Oh, yes, they do. Or they cannot go calling. I always pray.
Well, Rodney, when you go calling, you should pray. You don't understand.
I pray that nobody's home.
But Rodney, you don't have to be afraid. Oh, yes, I do. I get so scared. I can't do that. Rodney, I'll tell you what. I'm going to share with you a story today that proves that God will give you strength to do things that sometimes you're afraid to do. Wait a second. You're going to tell me a story to help me to be faithful? That's right. To help me to realize that God will help me in any situation. That's right. Well, I got to hear this. In fact, this is a story about a man by the name of Daniel. Daniel, huh? Yeah, you see, Daniel was a ruler, a yardstick. No, not a yardstick. He was a ruler under King Darius. Was he heavy? What was who heavy? King Darius. I don't know why, because he's standing on Daniel. He could get hurt. Yeah, but Rodney, I'm not talking about I'm talking about him leadership. He was a ruler of the land, okay. But there were people in the land who did not like Daniel at all because he's better looking than they are. Oh, no, Rodney, they're not jealous of Daniel because he's better looking than they are. That's why you're jealous of me. No. They were jealous of Daniel because Daniel was a Jew. A what? A Jew. A what? A Jew. A what? A Jew, a Jew, a Jew. In any case, the Bible shares with us that Daniel being faithful and being a Jew, there were men who did not like Daniel at all. So they decided what they would do is try to find a way that they can trick Daniel into breaking the law. How's that going to get rid of Daniel? Well, you see, if anybody broke the law, the Medes and the Persians, yeah, they would be thrown into the lion's den. The lions, are they real? Yep, they're real. Are they hungry? Yep, they're hungry. Uh-oh. So they decided to do everything and anything to try to catch Daniel so they could see that he broke the law. What happened? Well, they couldn't find anything, so they decided what they would do is they would try to figure out a law that the king would sign that Daniel would break because of his God. And what's that? Well, they knew that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Even I do that. You pray 3 times a day? I sure do. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. Well, no. Wait. He didn't just pray for breakfast, lunch, and supper. He prayed for God's leading and direction in the kingdom. So they decided to convince the king into signing a law that nobody could pray to their God except to the king. That's not right. No, it's not. And as soon as Daniel knew that the writing was signed, yeah, he went straight home and hid in the closet. Oh, no. He didn't hide in the closet. He went straight home, knelt in front of his window, and prayed to his God. What happened? Well, those men who convinced the king into signing the law, yeah, they came walking by, of course, and they saw Daniel praying. Yeah, what did they do? Oh, Rodney, as soon as they saw Daniel praying, they went straight to the king. Tattletalers! Yeah, they told on Daniel, and oh, Daniel, the king was very sad. How come? Well, because now he knew what these men were up to. No good. Yeah, up to no good. That's pretty good, Rodney. He liked that. Yeah. In any case, the Bible shares with us, King Darius, he worked hard to try to save Daniel's life. Could he? No, he couldn't save his life at all. What happened? Oh, Rodney, they brought Daniel, and they cast him into the den of lions. Wait a second. You told me that Daniel's going to help me to be faithful. That's right, going to help me to realize that God will help me in any situation. That's right. I want you to know it didn't work. He's gone. He's dead. Let's have a few minutes of silence. Rodney, a few minutes of silence, please. Don't you expect the dead. Let's have a few minutes of silence, please. He's alive. What did he say? He's alive. How's that? You see, the Lord came down and shut the lion's mouth. Do you mean they got lockjaw? Exactly. The king, the lions didn't touch Daniel at all. In fact, the next morning when the king came and rolled the stone away, cried out his name, and Daniel answered. He answered? That's right. Daniel was alive. Daniel came walking out of that lion's den in proof that his God is the true and living God, that we can trust in him, and that we can rely upon our God. Wow, do you mean Daniel's alive? And if Daniel's alive, that means my God's alive. I can trust him. I can do what God wants me to do. This is exciting. My God's alive. He's alive. And I can trust him.
Hey, I hope you can trust him, too. This is exciting. I got the line. I don't have to be afraid. Hey, we'll see you guys later. Can I get my book back?
Yep, right here.
Oh, boy. Then Chillicothe's or Dolly's. This isn't so hard. We'll see you guys later. Hey, can I have the pizza?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Hey, we'll see you guys later. So long. Hey, take it easy. Ouch. Hey, take it easy, Olivia. We'll see you later.
Amen. That is Rodney and the powerful story of Daniel. Take your Bibles with me, if you would, your copy of the Word of God, and open your Bible to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 6. And here in Daniel chapter 6, as we look at this powerful story, beginning at verse 1, we see, first of all, the fact that Daniel was scrutinized by the jealous. These individuals were jealous of Daniel. Look at it here in Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. It says, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princesses, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princess might give an account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princesses, listen to this, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Scrutinized by the jealous. These men were jealous of Daniel because he was placed over them. He was a Jew, and they were upset. They scrutinized him. They looked things over, and they, in the worst way, wanted to find something wrong with Daniel. But Daniel was faithful. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful for people to say that about you and me? Listen to this in verse 4. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. They scrutinized, they searched, they looked. Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none. He was scrutinized by the jealous. They looked at him. He was a man who was faithful, a man who loved his God, a man who was faithful to the things of God, and God blessed him. Oh, the world loves to scrutinize you and me, don't they? You know, they scrutinized Will, kicked him off Facebook. The world just loves to scrutinize, to tear apart. But you know, the world has everything mixed up, don't they? Those things that are right, they consider to be wrong. Those things that are wrong, they consider to be right. And we're scrutinized. Scrutinized by the jealous. They scrutinize, but you know, as they scrutinize, they realize that, you know, we're not going to find anything. We're not going to find anything against Daniel except concerning his God. Listen to this. These men were deceptive. These men were liars. Because not only do we want to look at scrutinized by the jealous, but we also want to see that they were seen by the assembly. Daniel was seen by the assembly. Look here at verse 6. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. They were buttering him up. In verse 7, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princesses, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together. I want to submit to you today that the very first word in that verse, verse 7, is a lie. It's a lie. Look at it. What is that word? All. Is that true? Did all the presidents consult together? No, because Daniel wasn't there. He wasn't there. He would have objected. And they knew that. And here they come to the king and said, they lied to him. They were deceptive. They were liars, thieves. They weren't, their conduct was not correct. They were liars. They were deceivers. And they came to the king and said, please, we've come together and we want to make a royal statute. And the whole purpose was to get rid of Daniel. And you know, that's just the way the world is around us. You know, are we scrutinized by the jealous? The world around us tearing down. You know, just like this week, I'm sure the world's going to do everything to try to ruin Vacation Bible School. Satan's going to do everything, but God is victorious. We can see that in just a little bit. God's going to be victorious. And look at what happened in verse 11. In verse 11, here's Daniel. What does he do? He goes home. He didn't hide in the closet. He did exactly what he did before. He came, he opened up the window. Look at verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open, he didn't close them, in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, a posture, kneeling before his God. He prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. And then look at verse 11, seen by the assembly. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. He prayed to his God and he let people know the God that he served. He put his God first. He chose to serve the true and living God. No matter what happens, Daniel was faithful to his God. And that's the same thing we need to be this week, is faithful. Faithful, faithfully coming, faithfully being involved in what God is doing, because God can do some great things. Wonderful things could happen this week for the glory of God. But not only do we want to see here, first of all, scrutinized by the jealous, seen by the assembly, but last of all, sealed by the king. You know, that king had the power to throw him into the lion's den. According to the law of the Medes and the Persians, that's exactly what had to happen. He signed that law. He signed it. And later on, he was sad that he signed that law, because now he realized what these men were up to. Rodney said, up to no good. That sounded pretty good, right? They were up to no good. They wanted to get rid of Daniel. They were upset with the fact that Daniel was so faithful. Daniel didn't lie. They looked at him. They gave him an audit, and they couldn't find anything. They knew what to look for because they've done it before. You know, they were looking in the record books to see if maybe Daniel lied about something, or maybe he purchased more items than what he gave credit to so he could keep them for himself. There are many different ways that you could pad the books, and that's what they're looking for. But Daniel was faithful. And now Daniel was caught. He was seen by the assembly, but look here. He was sealed by the king. Verse 16, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But before they cast him, it says, now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Now the king did not believe that, because if he did, he would have been able to sleep all night. But he couldn't sleep. He stayed awake. But yet Daniel's reputation preceded him. He knew what Daniel believed. He knew what Daniel said about his God, that his God was the true and living God, that he would protect him. And the king said, because that's exactly what Daniel said before. He knew about Daniel's God. He knew who he was. And that night, he stayed awake all night. You know, he did not go home, lay down in his nice warm water bed and sleep all night. That's not what he did. He tossed and he turned. He was nervous. But you see, he was sealed by the king. But there's one thing that they forgot. He was also sealed by God. God protected that man. You know, I think that those lions were just like the lions will be during the millennial reign of Christ. That they will be able to lay down with the lamb. And the child could put his hands on the serpent's den. You know, pastor won't be as scared of snakes anymore. Because things are going to be different. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to be king. And I think those lions were there. And you know, I think Daniel had a better night's sleep than King Darius did. I think Daniel laid there next to those lions, listening to them purr all night. What do you think? And I think he probably slept a little bit better than King Darius did, listening to those lions, maybe laying there next to them on their mane and petting them, you know, as they're sleeping. And oh, man, that would be, oh, that's better than any waterbed, right? Yeah. Yep. The next morning, the king called out Daniel's name. And he not only was sealed by the king, but he was sealed by his God. And he was protected that day. And Daniel walked out of that lion's den that day in proof. In proof. Not only was Daniel alive, but proof that his God is alive. That we can trust in him. That we can believe his word. Because our God is the true and living God. How about your God? Do you believe in him today? Have you trusted in him? Has there been a day or a time when you realize that you're a sinner? That God hates your sin, and because of your sin, you're going to spend eternity separated from God in a place called hell? Has there ever been a time when you realize that God hates your sin? And by faith, you call out his name, trusting him as your personal Savior. Today is the day of salvation. Don't turn him away. Scrutinized by the jealous, seen by the assembly, last of all, sealed by the king. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word today and for the hope that we can find in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for Vacation Bible School this week. Father, we need your hand. We need your strength. Father, we just pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to work in hearts that are hardened, that are lost, that they truly will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this week. Father, we seek your help, your guidance. Father, I pray that you'll bless each helper, each one who's able to be here, that you'll bless them in a very special way. But Father, also pray for those who will not be here, those who have to work. I pray that they will even think about VBS and give a short prayer, even while they're at work, for Vacation Bible School. That we realize that our God's alive. Not only is he alive, but he saves. He saves those who are lost, condemned and bound for hell, because our God is the true and living God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pastor, you come.
Test.
Come hold this for me. There's a lot of folks that's still battling things and going through things. And, you know, part of the story there earlier in the book of Daniel is where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were going through the fire, literal fire. And there's a great lesson there. And, of course, Daniel being thrown into the lion's den. I wonder how we would have handled that. That's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress that could happen at one time. And so this song came to my heart. I asked Connor, kind of last minute, forgive us if we're not prepared for it, but it just, I hope it'd be an encouragement to you. Connor, go ahead and do the best you can with that song. Okay.
I know you're going through the fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat. But even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting days of pain. But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take. How many times around the wheel till there's submission to his will? He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. Friend, I just came through that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to his will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay.
I appreciate that, Connor, stepping up and doing that on the spur of the moment. And hey, listen, church, can I tell you, it's going to be okay. God has it under control. You know, when Daniel stepped in that lion's den, God had it under control the whole time. Talking about Joseph's life this morning, God had it under control the whole time. And, you know, the Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And we can sure give you a message and tell you that we care about you, but nobody cares for you, church, like Jesus does. And so thankful that he knows exactly where you are, what you're dealing with, what you're going through, and that God loves you. Amen. God loves you. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and be dismissed in a word of prayer, and we'll go ahead and ask the blessing. My wife is here. She's back. And so I think that she's going to have some pizza sitting out here kind of on the freezers, and she's going to be getting some things out. So please come by and get something. And then after we eat, we'll start to tear down, or I keep saying tear down. That sounds bad. We'll start to prepare. I keep catching myself. We'll start to prepare to get ready for vacation Bible school. All right, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, again for this evening. Lord, thank you for the message that Pastor Silcott brought tonight. Lord, it really challenged our hearts, and it has been an encouragement. And Lord, I can truly say that I was blessed by it. And Lord, I know many others were as well. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that, Lord, the potter does know the clay. And God, you know how much pressure we can take, that you have it under control. And Lord, as the message in the song says, it's going to be okay. We thank you for that. We thank you that we can put our faith and trust in you. We ask you, Lord, now to strengthen us tonight. I pray that you prepare us for this week. We pray for safety and protection. But Lord, we also pray for souls. We pray that you continue to be with Brother Silcott as he brings a message each night. I pray that you'd use him in a great way. We ask for the blessing upon the food, Lord, that's been prepared, and Lord, that'd be nourishment to our bodies. And thank you again for your goodness and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, guys. God bless you, church. Thank you.